Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to edit this at all because I think that would ruin, you know, that would ruin the, you know, the realness of the.
The realness
of it. Uh-huh. Okay, so but you don't have an account on Gone Wild Audio, so you have to give your consent for me posting this on Gone Wild Audio backstage.
But so just what do I say? I give my consent.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That's great.
Okay.
Forgot you have to say and for in the date, and oh, for Gone right. Wild Audio backstage.
It's the it's Sunday, February 19th, and specifically for Gone Wild Audio backstage. Just to make sure.
I think that the rule is that on Gone Wild Audio you have to have your own account. Like I couldn't post if you didn't have an account, but this is for backstage, so it's different.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So we're doing the Glitchy sent me the couples questionnaire and suggested that we do it.
Okay.
And I didn't know that people were actually interested in hearing us talk about nothing for like 15 minutes. But 15? Apparently, we'll I don't see. Know. It depends we'll on how long goes. We depends on how long we talk. There's a mm-hmm. lot of questions. So and like I'm really bored and it's Sunday and it's raining. So
yeah,
I thought that we could. Have a good time.
We still have to get more drink.
Can we do that? Do you want me to do that now before we start?
No, I'm just saying.
No, but I'm just saying. No, maybe we should. Maybe I can just go get some right now. Do you want me to?
No, we're in the middle of recording. You want?
I can pause it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna pause it and get. We're off to great start. Okay, now that we're recording again.
We're recording again.
Yeah, because I got the drink. We have our drinks.
Yay, drinks. Coke.
Mine. You know, cold, and Nico's lukewarm because
it's not lukewarm. It's still you're, cold. Just because there's no ice cubes in
because
there.
Europeans don't like ice in their drinks for some reason. Okay, so this is again the couple's questionnaire, and thanks Glitchy for linking it to me. Okay, tell us the story how you met when you knew your partner was the one, how you told each other you loved each other, if you have. Do you love me? Is that a thing? Did you send me that? Did we
do that already? Yeah, we got there.
Sweet.
Got
okay. There. And how you proposed, anything like that. Okay. You're like already laughing, like, oh no. So the how we met part, I'm gonna give
that's
like the
pretty easy. You go ahead.
I'm gonna give like the really quick one because I don't want to give too many details out.
Why not?
Anyway. Well, because it's you know
don't it's like the internet.
It
all
is,
right.
Yeah. You know,
ahead.
You don't want to give like super personal details.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nico went to study like a really specific course that was at the time only offered in North America and chose
the
one.
The better courses were offered in North America.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, thanks for letting me tell it. And so in the best one at the time was the one that I also took in Vancouver, Canada, and I've said it. Calm down. I've said Vancouver before many times. It's okay. And I'm from the province of BC originally, but Nico's from Germany, so he came all the way from Germany to study. That's how we met. How we knew we were the one. Why are you laughing like that?
Because that took a while.
I don't know. We were, like, air quotes, roommates for a while. But see, when we met, I keep saying your name, and I'm really trying hard not to say it, but, like, because I don't want to, but I already said it once, so I'm just going to... Mr. Hex.
Uh-huh.
So you are, I refer to you as. When we met, I was 17, and he was 29. So we actually, like, I was living with a bunch of friends who were also in school at the time, who had, like, recently graduated high school, and he was living somewhere else, and we were friends, like, in the same class and stuff for a while, and then I said I wanted to move out, and I needed a roommate, and he was like, oh, I'll be your roommate, you know, for no particular reason at all, of course, and so I moved in together with another person, and after a while, like, we were both dating people, and then we were like, why aren't we dating? Because we started having sex with each other. Like, not just having sex, period. Like, we started sleeping together. And while we were seeing other people, which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But and then
more terrible people.
Yeah, and then we were like, why aren't we just seeing each other? Like, that would make more sense, right? And then we started, seeing each other.
It wasn't
so
that
that's
easy.
Like how...
You didn't make it that easy because you were all about, the, oh, I'm going to get out of this relationship, and but then I'm not going to go straight into a relationship again because I, ah, blah, and I don't want to, and back and forth and back and forth. You were a typical...
I wanted to find myself.
Yeah, you wanted to find yourself.
It was 18 at the
you
time.
Found you. Yeah, you were a typical 18-year-old. All
right,
all
right, all right.
All okay. good.
All right.
But yeah.
Anyway...
But that's when we knew.
Yeah, that's when we wanted to be together. When, how I knew that I wanted, that I loved you? I don't remember the exact time, the exact day. I don't remember, actually.
The exact day?
Yeah. Or the exact time. Do you? Yeah. Do you remember?
It was earlier than you, I think.
Oh. Ooh.
But that's also because, that's why I, you know, like, didn't want to settle at the time. But that's all right.
Okay.
I just noticed it when we started living together. It was just very...
Yeah, it we've...
Kind of the feeling of living with you and then realizing that I didn't want to live without you.
Yeah, I think for me...
Like, not live with it, but like away from you.
I totally get that. Can you please take the cat?
Oh my god, why am I... Ow! Okay.
The cat just used you as a launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was probably the same for me. Like, now they're fighting.
Hey!
Stop fighting! Kids, stop fighting. Probably when we, when we were living together. And Colts, oh my god, the fucking cats are just like, I know you're doing something, but okay. Let me just be involved with everything. When we were living together. And I think you went away for, like, you went to your parents' place for spring break or whatever. And I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
It'd be way better if he was here all the time forever until we die, basically.
Yeah, that didn't quite work out at first.
Yeah, because then he fucked off to Germany for a
excuse
year and
me.
A half.
Excuse me.
And I was by myself.
That was not my choice. All right.
You could have stayed until your
no,
visa
I
ran
could
out.
Not.
Yeah,
your
visa ran out.
I needed
like...
a job. Okay, I needed to get a job.
Excuses, whatever. Anyway,
the only job I could get was in Germany. So, yeah.
Which
is also when I proposed, by the way, shortly before.
Yeah, he proposed, and then the next day he was like. So yeah.
Not the next day.
It was literally, Nico.
It was literally the
next day. He proposed to me while we were having Chinese food in our apartment.
Yeah.
Living there, living
it was
room.
Very romantic.
I know.
In retrospect, I sometimes feel a little like sad that I didn't. But then again, it was like a last minute kind of
you
thing.
Just last minute decided to marry me?
No, not last minute decided to marry you, but like. I was like, all right, this is happening. I can't find a job in Canada right now. I have to go back to Germany, so I'm going to have to propose. Then I had
to... have to. I'm going to have to.
Yes. And then I had to, like, talk to your dad, to both your dads. And then I had to talk to your grandpa. And I had to talk to all of them to get their permission. And they were, like, all over the place. So that was an adventure, too.
Did you give them a goat or two as well?
I didn't give them goats, no. Unfortunately, just promised to treat you well.
Oh, well, that's nice.
There you go.
That's nice of you. But yeah, he proposed while we were having Chinese food, and I had like a mouthful of chow mein. And he was like, "Will you marry me?" And I was crying.
Like, with chow mein in your mouth.
Yeah, it was then. It was my my little blue sapphire ring that you gave me for Christmas the year before. That's nice. That was nice of you. Okay, it doesn't be a long ass. Questionnaire. We're already 8 minutes in. This is horrifying.
Go ahead.
Okay. What was the first thing you noticed about your partner?
Her ass.
Literally, literally in the question it says eyes, boobs, ass, arms, fashion sense, etc.
Ass.
Right, yeah.
Okay. That was the first thing.
Aside from Vancouver, I wear yoga pants a lot.
Yes.
Which is great. I noticed the fact that he was foreign. First.
Look at that foreigner.
Seriously, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's like number one thing.
Man.
Why you were like, you're so foreign and exotic, you know?
German
I'm from a really
exotic,
small
yeah.
town, okay? We don't like I didn't grow up in Vancouver.
You were a holiday town, though. You had lots of...
Yeah, lots of, like, Germans visit for the ski hill and stuff like that. But, like, never, like, high school-aged ones, you know, when I was growing up. You know, I didn't really enter, like, none of them went to my school or anything.
Yeah, fair enough.
So... Like, there was, like, I don't know, 8,000 people in my town, less, something like that. So, Okay. What is something sweet, romantic, memorable that your partner has done for you? Fuck, this is going to be endless for you, Nicholas, because there's like a thousand. I do so many nice things for you.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm really, really romantic.
Yes, you are.
Here's what. Okay, so we don't. Here's one that sticks out for me. It's amazing. We don't celebrate, like, Valentine's Day, really, because it's not, like, that big of a deal, right? Mm. But 2 years ago, you made me, like, you got me chicken nuggets. And I was working in, we were living in Warsaw, and I was working in Berlin, so I was there for, like, 2 weeks. And then I came back, like, on Valentine's Day after working, and it was late, and I just got off the train, and I come in, and he's got, like, a plate of chicken nuggets and, like, candles. Oh my God, that's the nicest thing.
I know you like chicken nuggets.
I fucking love chicken nuggets. Okay. They're so good.
No.
Like, ugh. Yeah. What did I... It's your turn. Same thing.
My turn. Oh God, cat! Ugh.
We have a really big cat that keeps jumping on his chest.
Okay, let's see. Well, there's that happens quite a lot of times, but I keep.
Yeah, really I'm a really good wife.
Yes. Yes. But what I mean is, like, I just keep finding little letters either in my backpack or in any of my other bags that are like that she will just slip into there when I'm not looking, like during the night or something, because I sleep like a stone. So yeah, so she just slips that in there, and then I find it the next day when I'm at work, and that's really nice and makes me feel all warm inside.
Aww. My notes. You did that once for me too, actually, when you went to a conference and then you left me like all those notes.
Oh yeah.
Around the house. That was really nice of you. Okay. So do you have a romantic... Oh, this is funny. Do you have a romantic routine? Notes in briefcases, flowers every month, or a kiss and a hug at the door after work, etc.? You kiss me before you go to work every morning.
I always... That's nice. I kind of, like, always... I wake up, and I wake up when Hex is not able to wake up, so I go upstairs, I do
it's
my...
It's really early.
Yeah, well... I do my
you
stuff,
wake up
get
at,
ready
like, the crank, like, the
to go to work, and then I go back downstairs, and I give her...
Ever, like
sometimes she will do funny things like reacting to it or not or like half reacting to it. So
remember last week when you were saying goodbye and I was like I love you too and you were like I haven't said anything yet.
yeah
and I was like
that was a good one.
Oh okay, well I do though. I do.
It's on autopilot basically. There you go.
That was really funny. My routine, I don't know. I do the note thing.
Yeah.
I also cook for you all the time.
You do?
Like, if I didn't, you would just die.
No, so, I would not. Yeah, but would. I would be a lot more, like, a lot less healthy.
Yeah, probably. Just, like, cheese on toast or bagels every day.
Bagels. Lots of bagels.
Bagels and sausage cereal. And beer.
And cereal.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and beer.
Okay, does BDSM factor into your relationship? 24/7, bedroom, dom, sub, swinging, etc. If swinging is
BDSM
in...
BDSM is part of... What?
If, I don't know. If swinging
oh,
is...
you mean like wild... that? Okay, I get it. I would say to a small degree, so right now, so far. Like, there's like light sometimes, a little bit of joking, a little bit of tying up.
We role play a lot.
We used to role play.
Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah.
And some like really like... Some shit.
There were some dark role plays in there. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
No,
but
like we've also like been expanding. Like we sound so vanilla compared to half these people. Like the shit that we talk about in the group is like I'm like, oh yeah, we do some choking, you know, some light choking. Like it's you know.
What? Teach their own. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, we do because we do like rough sex for sure. But like with apparatus, not so much. Like we tie each other up. That's fine.
That's as far as it goes. For
blindfolding.
The time being. Blindfolding.
You know, lots of like rough, like dirty talk too. I talk a lot during sex.
You talk a lot.
Yeah, I'm a talker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and role play, super fun. And it's like, I don't know if that question is like, do you do BDSM while swinging? But we do also that's sometimes, right?
What do you want? BDSM while swinging?
While swinging, or are they asking if we swing?
I think that's more like BDSM while swinging.
Well, just in case. I mean, we do, like,
is the question.
Group sex is probably super cool, though.
Group sex is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
What are you laughing?
Very, just really nonchalant, like, yeah, that's fun.
Well, it is. Great. What else is there to say? It's very fun.
So that's something that we went
depends
to.
Depends on the people. The last time was in Germany?
Yeah.
Group was?
Was it? In Germany?
We went to a swinger club in Germany.
Yeah, we when we were living in Europe.
No, not in Cologne.
The last one was in Berlin. Yeah, when we were living in Europe, we went to, well, in Germany more than anything.
We went to a lot of couples
clubs. And in Vancouver, we went to a few. Actually, the best one we went to was actually in Vancouver. That was super fun.
Yeah, Club Eden was great.
And so couples clubs are really fun, and like going to houses, like swinger parties and stuff. That was really fun. So I'd say that's the kinkiest part of our relationship.
Yeah, usually the places that are couples or ladies only, because
I mean single ladies only.
Single ladies only because the single men that tend to go to those places sometimes have
a bad reputation.
At least in Germany.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At least at the one in Vancouver, it's like single men weren't allowed unless you were like friends with a couple.
Yeah.
And I was talking about this recently.
Were you?
Yeah, because if you go as a single guy with a couple, like you're kind of like a unicorn, you know, because it means that the couple likes you enough, and so that everybody sees that if everybody knows the couple. You know, and then you're with them, and they're like, oh, well, this guy must be super cool and, like, safe and, like, down with all the rules and stuff, and is, like, good to go.
Okay, next question, honey. I don't think we need to explain this sort of stuff.
I'm just saying, this is the point of the audio, it's the rambling.
Rambling?
You don't know. You're not a part of it. You're not a part of it.
I'm not a part of it.
Just listen to what I say about it, okay?
All right, I listen.
I'm right. I
listen. You're right, always. Yeah. Always right.
Who initiates sex most often?
We've had a long time where you did it the most. Yeah. Then we've had a time where I did it more. And I think we're like...
we're kind of equal.
Equal now. I think we found like sort of an equal...
But like, what, initiating or just... Because I don't really initiate. It was just like, hey, can we like bang later? Like, is that is that considered initiating? Because,
yeah, kind of, I guess. Like, it initiates the sex, doesn't it?
Because I'm just... I don't know, because I'm really, really direct.
Okay, like if initiation means like starting to feel you up and getting kind of a little, like doing all kinds
that's
of things.
You for
that's
sure.
That's me more.
Because you're always grabbing me.
I literally grab you all the time. And then when I do grab you, I want to grab more, and then I want to do more. And you know, in the shower, in the bathroom, and while you're cooking, while whatever. It's,
yeah, I'm being molested 24/7.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So he does, yeah. Who's kinkier?
I think right now you.
Why? Why right now?
Well, I used... Well, okay, I was more into more
like,
things.
Like, what do you mean?
I've done more things in my time.
In my time?
Well, I'm older than you.
Are you 97?
Yes, like, why are you 97 years old.
In my day.
But I've done, you know, stuff that we haven't really
you've
done.
You've had more experiences, I guess.
In that regard. Now you are exploring those
like
kind
how you're
things
like
with
a,
these people.
With these people.
These
excuse
people.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I met him when I was really young, so... It's not like I have, like, a whole adult life to explore with, like, lots of different people. Yeah. So now I'm doing all of that while married to him. So that's pretty dope. Thanks. Thanks for being down with that.
Yay! usually I'm okay with anything that gets thrown at me with, like, few exceptions.
Yeah. Minus, you know, people... I don't know. Minus anything, like, particularly romantic, I guess. That's the only thing. But yeah, so I get, well, if you're, what's the kinkiest thing? What's the
The kinkiest thing I've ever done?
Yeah, I want to know that.
You know.
Do I, though? Because at the remember when we had everybody over a couple weeks ago and you were talking about water sports? And I was like, holy shit, you've never said that to me before. And we remember that?
Yeah, but that's not really kinky. You know, that's just...
That's really kinky. That's really kinky.
Okay, fair enough.
You pissed on someone. That's amazing.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't really my thing, all right? It's just trying things.
Yeah, well. Okay? So what's the kinkiest thing that you've ever done? Actually, I think you know what I think, honestly, for North Americans listening? It'd be, like, how often you've gone to brothels. Like, that would be the one thing. That would be one thing to talk
about. Yeah, but that's normal in Germany, all right? Like, yeah, but... I mean, maybe not, like, especially for soldiers like me, it was perfectly normal. And, like...
Even when you weren't on, like, weren't... But you weren't a soldier. Okay, you can't say that because you weren't a soldier the whole time.
No, not the whole time, but whatever. When you do it, you get used to it. And then it's just... It's legal and it's perfectly accepted. Well, not perfectly accepted, but it is accepted way more than over here for sure.
Well, yeah,
and
it's not
because
legal.
It's not legal. So, like, you know, it's just something that you do when you don't have, when you currently don't have a girlfriend and you can't be bothered to go into fucking bars to pick someone up where you spend just as much money for drinks on the lady as you would just going to a brothel and getting it. And then in the bar, you don't even know if you're going to get the thing, you know, if you're going to get what you want.
It's a sure thing if you
whereas
buy
you
it.
Go to the brothel, you're just like, I want this, 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 and this done.
You're like a, calm down. You're like so passionate about this.
No, it's just, it just makes sense. So it's not kinky.
It's more efficient.
It's more efficient, very
right?
German.
It's very yes, German, yeah.
But the thing is, it's not kinky to me okay. in any sort of way.
Well, it would
like,
be,
I guess the,
it would be
the...
to me, because it's like a taboo thing. Right, it's like, oh, enough. God, like, we were talking about it in the group a little while ago, and we're like, oh, my God, I really want to try it. Like, and me, I was saying it, too. Like, I would love to, like, try it one time. Like, I'd love to, like, to bang a professional. Like, what's that like? Ooh, that's exciting. But at the same time, I can't, like, get my North American-raised head around it, because I feel bad. Not that I'm against it. Not that I think people shouldn't do it. Just that it's like really, it would be really hard for me. I'd be in it. I'd be in the situation and just be like super uncomfortable probably.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe...
Cole, stop. Go away.
The...
Get out of here, cat.
Maybe the live action roleplay sex. That was pretty kinky. Or the lady, you know, the transsexual lady in the...
Yeah.
In the barrack party.
Transgender.
Transgender party.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
At your...
Return from Kosovo party.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's pretty kinky.
That was pretty kinky.
Your LARP sex is also pretty kinky.
LARP sex was
that's
also
that's amazing. That's like the equally hot, like one of the hottest nerdiest and dorkiest things I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh my God, I love it. It's so amazing.
It was great.
That's amazing. Okay, do you watch porn?
Did you? Hey, you haven't said anything about your kinkiest.
Oh, my kinkiest?
Yeah.
Kinkiest. Oh, I don't know. Can you suggest me? My memory is really bad, too, so can you suggest? What do you...
The orgy at Club Eden?
That's... Okay, I guess an orgy. An orgy would be kinky. That's kinky.
Had, like, a bunch, like, I don't know. How many people were there? Six, seven, eight?
I don't know. There was a lot, but I was not really paying attention.
Yeah, you...
That's pretty kinky in itself.
Yeah.
I was not aware of who was going in and who was going out.
Yeah.
That was pretty great.
That is pretty kinky.
I missed that place.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Okay.
wistful memory.
Yeah. Do you watch porn together and how often? We actually do watch porn
we
together
do watch
a lot.
Porn together
like
a lot.
Sometimes this is gonna sound married as fuck. But like sometimes we're just really, really busy during the week. I'm really tired. And sometimes you just don't want you just don't want
to
go through all the motions, you know. So you're just like, I'm really horny, and are you? Like, yeah, obviously. And we just like watch porn and just jerk off together, and it's really nice.
It happens. Yeah.
I think it's really, really nice. I think right. that it's. I have been with people who like don't like porn or who like felt like
silly people.
It's fucking crazy, right? And who have been like, you know, why do you need porn when you have me? And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, what? That's crazy. So I think that it's really nice. It's just like a nice little bonding sesh. Because then we can go and now, like, you can look through, like, what you like and, like, what I like. I'm like, ooh, that looks nice. Except for I really get distracted sometimes by, like, like the nice houses that they're in. Like, oh my god, like those big windows.
That's a random segue here. Come on.
Like, but, so I can get really distracted sometimes, but like while I'm watching porn and stuff, which and then we laugh about it, and then it's adorable.
Yeah.
Those bay windows, man. Like, the French doors, like...
Yes, the windows. Shit, those windows. Are nice. Those I are don't nice really windows. Pay that much attention to the windows, I'm gonna be honest. But, yeah, that's all right.
Crown moldings are so nice. What are your favorite positions together? Okay, on the side, because it's side. Super comfy.
You on the side?
No.
Oh, both of us
both
on the
of
side.
Both of us
yes.
on the side,
yes.
Yeah, because it's super comfy.
So spooning.
Yeah, spooning. There we go. It's nice. Really comfortable.
Yes.
It's really comfortable. It, like, gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
It's also how things start very easily.
Yeah. Because
like,
you always...
Get to spooning and then, like...
Yeah, because we usually have sex... Like, we honestly have a lot of morning sex.
We do have morning sex.
Yeah, and, like, that is how morning sex...
a lot, yeah.
With the butt wiggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just checking if you had a boner. I don't know. Uh-huh. Like
not quite yet. you on your side.
Really distracting.
I like that. I like you on your side.
Yeah, because it's like really, it's like not very strenuous, and it's like really feels, it's like doggy style, the same feeling of doggy style, but.
You're saying it's not very strenuous.
Is it?
Well, not for
it's
you.
Not for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this strange? It's less, though,
less.
Than, like, other ones.
Less than others, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I meant. And then the other one is, like, I don't even know what that one's called. It's, like, me kind of on my side. It's, like, oh, how do I even describe this with words? Okay, so he's, like, straddling one of my legs.
The other leg.
The other leg is, like, over top and across that leg. And I'm, like, my torso's, like, twisted.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So it's like my lower half of my body is to the side, and the top half of my body is either facing you or, like, facing down onto the bed.
There's a lot of porn pictures with that position.
Is
I
it?
Just don't know. Yeah, I just don't actually know what the position is.
And, like,
he's holding
my hip and thigh ass area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, a really good lever, like, a really good leverage,
yeah.
You know, to pull. I feel like such an idiot, like, doing... I'm, like, miming so... what do you think is your partner's favorite body part on you? It's my ass. Like, move.
Yeah,
next
know,
question.
We know this. Yes.
What about yours? What about you? What, do you
what
think?
I think. You,
yeah.
You, well, I know you like my dick. So,
okay. Other than that, you can't say dick.
Other than that, my shoulders. I
yeah,
think.
That's a good one. Yeah. Forearms, hands, the whole
yeah.
shebang. How often do you have sex? Like a solid 1 to 2 times a week. And I know this.
because you're tracking
it. Track it.
Yes.
because I track it.
Mm-hmm.
I track everything. I track, like, my, like, it's with the, my mood tracker and stuff. I track everything. Yeah. So that's pretty. Yeah. 1 to 2 times per week.
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Yeah.
That's why 1 to 2, yeah.
Yeah, on average, according
yeah.
to the tracker,
yeah.
for sure. What are you okay, where is your favorite place to touch your partner? His dick, for sure. Like, I can't even lie about where it
mm-hmm.
is. I'm always grabbing it.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
You know how fun it is to play with a flaccid dick? Like, in the shower, you like smacking it around.
I got all that
like
out
that.
While I was young, so, because I had one. So, you know, I played while I was young.
It's super fun, just like flopping it around
mm-hmm.
and like
mm-hmm.
smacking it in the shower and stuff. Like, if you have like a half boner and you just bounce it. You bouncing it in your hand?
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
Ah, cat.
He just wants to be part of it.
Yes. He wants to be part of everything.
Sit there. How adventurous does your sex get? Do you have a sex routine or do you mix it up a lot? Honestly, we have a pretty solid routine. But it's like really good.
We have a routine, except for when we have sex in other places. So
yeah, like
whenever
hotel
we
rooms.
Go to hotel rooms or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do tend to switch it up quite a lot.
Yeah.
We do the craziest shit.
Yeah, we film it a lot.
And we
in
film
hotel
it a
rooms
lot.
Especially.
In hotel rooms, yes.
Like and sometimes we like live stream it, remember that?
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Like you'd just be like drunk and like turned on and like having sex in a hotel room and we're like, let's stream it. Let's go to some webcam chat site
mm-hmm.
and stream it and like That happens a lot, actually. I have, like, a major...
Yep.
Every time, pretty much. Every single time. This is so funny. Whoever wrote this has, like, a southern accent. It's cute. What do y'all wear to bed together?
wearing?
Yeah. Well, I don't
usually,
know.
Usually, like,
I wear
boxers and a shirt. But
yeah, I wear, like...
Sometimes no shirt.
Okay, can you just take the cat again, please?
I can't.
Put him on the floor. He's being annoying.
Okay.
He's, like, flopping around.
Oh, cool. God damn. Okay.
Smashes on the ground.
Yeah, so a shirt and like boxers mostly.
Yeah, I wear a shirt and shorts or a shirt and underwear usually. But it gets really cold here actually, so we're like super bundled up sometimes. I've got my flannel jammies that I wear to bed.
Yeah.
A lot. Put your phone.
I'm looking for the position that I was talking about earlier. I can't find it.
What do you think your partner looks sexiest wearing? Just jeans and no top. Or, like, I don't think a suit counts, because every girl's going to say a suit. But I like you when you're wearing just pants with, like, no top on. That's okay. Nice. So if you could, like, at some point, when next time you clean your boots, if you could just do it shirtless, that'd be great.
All right.
Thanks.
Fair enough.
It's your turn.
Yoga pants. Yoga pants, or again, like sexy dresses, but you know, that's like standard.
That doesn't count. Formal wear doesn't count because that's its job.
But yeah, yoga pants are very, very excellent.
Yeah.
Also, anything goth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my chokers and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a collection of those.
You do? You were sorting it earlier.
I was. You're right. I used the old coffee mug tree
as a choker holder.
A choker holder, yeah. Okay. do toys feature regularly in your play together? If so, which are your favorites? Fucking that wand you bought me for my birthday is it's paid for itself, I think, 100 times already. It's the Lilo wand. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for my birthday last year, when I turned 24, and he took me to this like woman specific sex toy shop in London.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was so amazing. They were like vagina art. There was like vagina art all over the walls.
It was a good shop.
It was so good. They were like, it was beautiful. There were like molds of vaginas all over the walls. Mm-hmm. And it was like really classy and super nice. Anyway, I bought this Lilo wand and I was like, oh, just, you know, give it a try. I've never had, because I'd never had like a good toy before, like a really good one, you know, and I bought that and now I'm like, I don't need you. Like,
yeah. Not necessary anymore.
Bye.
Bye.
We also, like, recently were gifted a plug, too, which I used for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. And I want to use that more because it's exciting and I kind of am into it. Like, I'm not that... I've done anal before. It
takes
before.
A bit of preparation.
I've done
for
anal
you.
Before.
Like, it takes you in a, you have to be in the right mindset. Right?
Yeah. And I did it before a lot, like, as a teenager. But like not since, so it's been like 10 years or something since I did it, and now I'm all like worried about it for some reason, and I'm all like nervous, like I've never done it again, so
I don't know.
And then, one time, if
you want me to,
I know. Do you remember when you got your plug?
Yes.
Because he's like way better with plugs than I am. And you're way better with butt stuff than I am right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, you're like way more into it too. Like you're like, yeah, let's do that. And I'm just a stress case sometimes. Like, we're in the shower trying this new plug.
You almost fainted because you thought I would lose it.
That's not even why, though. Like, we're doing it in the shower. I'm like, it's all nice and, like, sensual doing this toy thing. And I put it in, and I'm like, yeah, it's in. And I just, like, I got tunnel vision. Like, I got so freaked out for some reason. I had to sit down, and I was like, it's like really clammy, and I'm like, I'm gonna faint. And it wasn't because I thought it was gonna get lost specifically, but I just got the worst anxiety, like, for some reason, and I was really worried that it was gonna happen when I used that new plug, but it didn't happen, and that was, and so now I think we can try it again.
Yeah.
Because we've had, like, I mean, toys, and we had also this thing that was like it's like a thing you strap to your hand and it makes your hand vibrate. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. We got that from the sex fair in Germany.
In Offenburg, yeah.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
That was pretty good.
And yeah, then, like,
the whole hand vibrate.
Yeah, and we also had, like, strap-ons. Those are super fun.
Yeah, strap-ons.
But we still want to get...
We need to get a decent, a good one, actually.
Yeah, yeah, like, a really good one. We just recently bought one that's super fun, and I'm really, really good with them. I get, like, phantom dick syndrome when I have it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel, like, really powerful with my fake mm-hmm. dick. Mm-hmm. I'm super good at it. It becomes part of me, you know? What's your most embarrassing, awkward, funny sex moment together?
Embarrassing, awkward, funny sex moment.
I don't even know.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not sure. I haven't been very embarrassed with you ever, really.
Yeah.
When sex is concerned.
I've had plenty of embarrassing sex moments.
But not with me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think, but I can't really remember one of them. Maybe it's when I almost fainted in the shower. Like, that's pretty embarrassing. Like, that's...
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. That's funny, at least.
It's funny, kind of.
That's
yeah.
funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really funny. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, what was kind of funny was when we did it in Vancouver in Stanley Park at night
oh,
at the
yeah!
beach. And then you did it. We did it so like, vigorously that
it burned your dick.
It burned my dick because we didn't get to removing your panties.
Yeah,
so I did, like,
no, I was wearing jean shorts.
Jean shorts.
And they
so
were
I did it past the
yeah,
jean shorts.
Yeah, they were really loose jean shorts.
Yeah.
And we're sitting on the seawall, and I was
yeah.
sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
And he, like, moved, because the jean shorts were super loose, right? So we just moved them to the side.
Yeah.
But, like, we were doing it, and I was moving really fast, and, like, we got all caught up in it. We didn't realize that the jean short crotch part was, like,
yeah.
rubbing against his cock
yeah.
vigorously.
Very vigorously.
And so
indeed.
we get home, and we're like, holy shit, there's a fucking
yeah,
thing.
Burnt.
Like, there's a burnt, you have a burnt dick.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was funny. All right, that's a good one. Okay. If applicable, what is your routine during her period? Do you ride the crimp? I don't let him take him within 5 feet of me when I have my period. Like,
yeah, I'm not
don't
allowed.
Touch me.
Not
like,
allowed.
The funny thing is, I'm really, really turned on during my period. Like, I... Like,
it's getting better. But, like, you are getting better. We've done it when you're on light.
Yeah, but I hate it. That's so gross to me. Like, not that I think the blood is gross. It's just that... Okay, this is going to get really graphic. So we can skip if you don't hear me talk about, like, consistencies with blood. But anyway, like, when there's blood in you and you have sex, it's, like, the same friction consistency as if you're doing it, like, in water. You know, like, blood isn't, like, it's not smooth and silky, like, lube or, like, your natural lube or anything like that. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
really, you have friction. And it just, it's gross. And, like, I feel gross. And, like, I'm crampy and I feel, I'm bloated. And, like, don't touch me. It's disgusting. Just get away from me.
All right.
Not that...
It's okay, honey.
It just
you don't
feels
have
gross.
To. Yes, I get it.
Not that
I
the con, not that the concept to me is gross.
I think everybody gets it. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right.
Not that the concept is gross. Like, if you're into it, let's lay down a towel or do it in the shower, right? Like, whatever. But me, I'm just like, don't even. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gross. So I just do a lot of masturbating.
Okay, keep going.
When I'm on. This was the point of the thing. Okay.
Yes,
is
you
hear
were.
Us talk.
It's all right.
I
ramble.
Said they could skip.
You rambled.
That's what. You know what? This is the point. You don't. You know it's okay. You're not familiar with Gamal Audio, so you don't have to
yes.
know. But
okay.
rambling is a good thing.
It's the point. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So don't.
Ramble.
I know what I'm doing.
All right.
Okay.
You know what you're doing.
How would you describe what your partner smells like? Like Old Spice.
Because I use it.
I don't know. Actually, you know what's really funny is that your sweat smells like pot sometimes, but you don't smoke pot.
That's
or have in like a long time.
Weird.
Yeah. So that's pretty fun.
I didn't realize that.
But mostly Old Spice.
I am very bad at describing smells, so I really can't. Like, you usually smell very good, mostly because you use like nice soaps and shampoos and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, like, it also changes because you switch your stuff regularly.
Mainly coconuts.
Yeah, a lot of coconut in there. That's true.
I use a lot of coconut oil on my body at any given time. How would you describe what your partner's cum or juices taste like? What the fuck do my juices taste like? Is what?
I'm not sure how to describe that. It's
in little text it says, okay, maybe I'm a little weird. It's not weird if you like to taste cum. I don't swallow or anything, so I don't like that, but so I can't really say. Don't fucking look at me.
What?
Like that.
I'm trying to figure out how to describe the taste of your stuff.
My stuff. Jesus.
It's like
It changes though, doesn't it?
No, of course it changes. It depends on your time of month and whatnot. But like the regular first of all, you have to like invite me to do it because like I like doing it, but I know you don't.
Oh, you mean
so
like going down on me?
Yeah. So I wait for you to be
Just push your head down there.
Exactly.
Basically. Yeah, I don't like it all the time. I have to get really turned on to want that.
Do get there, it's hard to say. I guess it tastes a bit. It's a good comparison.
This is interesting for me.
It's really hard to say. It's a bit. Sweet is not the right word.
Like tart?
Tart, maybe?
Like a raspberry?
A little bit. Not quite like a raspberry. A little bit tart mixed with a little bit of sweet. And a little bit of, you don't taste very strong in those moments, like that you don't have a very strong taste. So
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was interesting. It's a learning experience for me. Thank you for that.
There you go.
Do you watch each other masturbate? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That was easy.
Do you shower together every single day?
Yes.
half because it's nice and because actually when we come home from work, we're like really antisocial for the first hour or two after work.
Mm-hmm.
Then we shower together and it's like we go over our day in the shower.
Yeah.
You notice that? Like we don't, because like I don't cook dinner every night either because it's like I'm just tired, especially because it's winter and we get home and it's dark and we're like, no, I don't want to do that. So we just kind of get home and hang out and then have a shower together and like just talk about our days and hang out and then go to bed. So yeah, almost every day we shower, except for if I need extra time, like I'm shaving my legs or whatever, and then I have to not because our hot water tank's super small. Would you ever film yourselves having sex? If you did, what was it like watching it? Okay, we do all the time. seriously, all the time. Only share it with people close to us, person close to us, I guess, or for us. And watching it is weird for me.
For me too.
Like it's weird.
I tend
strange.
To think I look horrible in anything, pictures and film. So,
but you don't. You don't. Though.
Yeah. You're biased.
I'm used to hearing myself by now because of Gone Wild Audio. Like I'm used to my own voice, but seeing it, I'm like, ugh, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of hot, but it's also it's like weird. It's really weird. The hotness is the filming and that knowing is so that someone else is gonna watch it. Like that's what's hot for me.
Okay.
Anyway, now if you feel like it, ramble away. See, it says it.
What
it says? I'm not done, but I'm just pointing out that it says ramble away.
Yes.
And if anyone has questions, they think I should. Okay. Short-ish, so the resulting audios aren't 2 hours long. I say it, it's 44 minutes. We're 44 minutes and counting.
What's there to ramble?
I don't know. We rambled a lot during all of
that. Yeah, I was about to say, we rambled about everything, so maybe we shouldn't ramble too much more.
Yeah, I guess this is the point. But yeah, now you know, Mr. and Mrs. Heck, Kleinus Hexa, my fucking grammar mistake in my...
I thought it was on purpose.
You know what? How about I just pretend? Well, why would it be? Does that sound cheeky if it's on purpose? With an S?
No, it sounds kind of like It sounds very much like an American trying to do a German name.
Great. That's
but
awesome.
I thought
that's
like
exactly
you are,
what I
you're
want.
Like you're like you know
Stop
German.
Stop fucking laughing at me, fucker.
Sorry.
You piece of shit.
No, but this is the thing. It's exactly one of those grammar mistakes that you always make in other languages that you're
it's
learning.
Hard. It's a
like
hard
either, if it's in German or English
hard.
Or fucking Japanese or whatever might be the case. This is the kind of stuff where you can tell, all right, this
Your
is the guy.
Your stupid grammar kicks my ass every single time.
German grammar is
you have
very
three
easy.
Genders.
Yes.
What's up with that? Why
don't
you just
easy.
Use no gender? Why? That's not. That would be, that's what's easy, is no gender, like in English. Figure
yeah,
it out.
Your language is very
You know what you should do is that, people, they're going to know that you're German and they're going to want you to say things in German.
Sure, I can say things in German, whatever.
Well, I don't know, because I hear you talking German all the time. It's not, it's like... So, it's like I can't think of anything for you to say, because you,
oh.
I hear you...
Well, you mean I should say something
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just have people ask what they want me to say.
Well,
I don't
this
know.
Is live, I can't...
Yeah, well, I can't... I,
what do you
like,
say to me
I...
when we're banging, and I ask
oh,
you to speak in German?
Oh, you don't want
German.
To know that.
I do want it.
Well,
you
know
say,
it, you
Wait,
hear
do you
it.
Just say, like... I mean, I do speak German, so I kind of know, but, like,
yeah.
obviously, I'm not always paying attention.
It's
so
mostly...
you're just basically like, yeah, the fucking door is white.
I could, probably. You wouldn't notice.
I'd be like, wait, what are you saying? Can you repeat that?
No, it's not quite like that.
Yeah.
No, it's most of the usual stuff just in German, like, you know, kleine Schlampe, Dreckstück, whatever else.
It's so funny because he's telling me recently that like when you're you don't talk dirty in German when you have sex.
I don't.
In German. Do you talk dirty in English when you have sex in German?
Well, I don't know because it's been a long time.
Before.
Well, the last time I had sex with a German girl that I was seeing regularly, we had talk in English, yes.
Most Why?
Because it sounds weird in German to me.
Why?
Anyway. I don't know. It's weird.
But what's weird about
Most
it?
Of the words just sound so... The words that you even, like, in German porno movies or something... Like,
I fucking love German porno.
It's
like,
so
funny.
But the thing is, like, the words they use to describe it is just so weird. Like, mushy and fotze and I don't know what. And I'm like, it's cringy to me, actually.
They just usually repeat the same stuff, you know. You just, you know, you hear them go, hatte, hatte, schneller, like...
Well, I mean, that's...
Bitte,
that's
fisch mich,
whatever,
fisch mich
yeah.
hatte. And, like, you know,
that's
the
fine.
Same kind of shit.
That's fine. It
yeah.
it usually gets to the things that really get me is, like, the references to body parts. Seriously, like, I cannot listen to German ladies referring to their parts with German words. It's just... Blah.
Why?
Because
what is
it's...
It?
Like I said, it, mushy, fotze.
Mushy?
Yeah.
What is mushy?
Ironically, it's the same thing as pussy. And like, pussy is also like a cat. Mushy
yeah.
is also the same thing.
So it's like
in
French,
German.
With chat?
Yeah.
And chat?
Yeah.
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 The they same. Were like, it was funny when I was learning that, I was like learning the really basic stuff and Dave was like, don't pronounce the T. And I was like, why? He's like, because it means pussy,
yeah,
like vagina.
Go.
I'm like, what? Like, why would it be so close? He's like, well, pussy and pussycat are the same thing. And I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense, I guess.
But yeah, so, and it's just, the word is just weird. All of the words are weird to me.
Yeah. You should also, oh, I can say that, you know, it's really nice for you to be a guest in this audio because you're
oh.
the person who edits all of my German language.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
all of my audios
yes.
that are bilingual.
Uh-huh.
So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yay.
You make sure I don't make grammatic mistakes in my actual audios.
Sometimes,
just
yeah.
in my user. I, you know, all of the German that I've written in my audios and stuff, I always put through Mr. Hex so that he knows. He, I mean, not he knows. So he makes sure I don't sound like a fucking idiot.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's fine. You should say a sentence. In German, because that's what they're going to ask me.
I should say a sentence.
In yeah, bitte.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't know. To say something like super hot.
Could you be any less?
Bring up your book of super hot things to say and read from the read.
That's
from
not
it.
Mine. That's yours.
No, I was making a joke, but now I remember actually doing that kind of book. That's pretty funny.
Jawohl, meine Dame. I don't know.
Yeah, that's nice. Keep going. I've been doing this to him for like 7 years.
Yeah, so. And I still hate it like it's the first day. I always hated it. It's the same thing any single time. It's like, oh, you're German. Say something in German. Strudel, Bratwurst. What are you? What do people expect?
They expect for you to recite.
Guten Tag. Ich kann dir sagen, es war sehr schön, hier in diesem Audio mitwirken zu können. Und hoffentlich hat es euch Spaß gemacht, mir zuzuhören. Und wir hören uns bestimmt irgendwann mal wieder.
Aww, that's so nice of you.
You know what I said, so there you go.
Ja, vielen Dank.
And watch people now go to their translator. Yeah, like, what the fuck
sexy.
Was just said?
He super sexily just said, like, thanks for, like, being a part of the audio.
Yeah, it wasn't very sexy, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Anybody wants something sexy, they have to request it.
Oh, are you going to join now? Are you going to join and just take German language requests?
You'd love
the look he just gave me. Okay, I'm signing off now. Bye!
Bye!